And we're sort of well over the time allotted for this, but I've been liberal because we we moved faster than I thought we would anyway. So can we move on to the other item on the new business, and that's Heather Gray's proposal?
Yes, please.
Heather, would you like to did you get a chance to email your proposal out to everybody?
I did. I emailed it out. Did everybody get a copy of it?
I got it. Michael, move it.
Okay.
I'm glad to talk about it, Alex.
Yeah, it's,
go ahead.
It's obviously a very long and
yes,
worked out proposal. Let's just begin the discussion. I'm sure we're not going to be able to get to the point where we can actually vote on anything tonight, but let's at least begin the discussion. Go ahead, Heather.
Well, let me just give the basic concept of it. It just has occurred to me, and as I'm sure it has to all of you all, that next year is just going to be an absolute zoo. And with corporate media just having a field day. And I was thinking this is primarily because of one of the reasons, of course, one of the major reasons is because of the recent Supreme Court decision, Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission. And the Supreme Court, of course, as you know, ruled that there are basically no restraints on what these corporations can do. And so what I said in my note, I mean, it's just almost as if that the corporate media can, or corporations generally, can almost just buy any politician they want. But it also occurred to me as I was thinking about this that we pretty much know the issues that the right wing is going to be attacking next year. And I think that one of the things a lot of us realize also is that ever since the New Deal programs were passed in the 1940s, that the right wing in America and corporate America has been wanting to get rid of these programs, like Social Security and so forth. So what I was saying is that as community radio, let me just read one sentence here that I think kind of summarizes, or this one paragraph. I said, I think time is of the essence in all of this. Those of us in community radio have a role we can play and do play in serving as the voice of the people. By offering information on issues we know will be targeted during the elections next year and that are already being tested, our voices in community radio will be all the more essential to counter what will likely be the increased saturation of what is already an almost unrestrained corporate pollution of the airwaves. So in my proposal, I went through some lists that I think most of us know of issues that will be attacked, certainly immigration rights, but the entitlement programs, labor protections, government support for the poor generally, agriculture budgets. I work in agriculture, so we already know this is being challenged in Congress. CPB funding, alternative energy initiatives, environmental protection, taxing of the rich and corporations generally. They don't want any of that. And things that they'll support are basically hands off the Pentagon budget, privatization of virtually everything, et cetera, ongoing war. Of course, as we've already been seeing, these draconian laws attacking immigrants. But what I was proposing, I put six things down here I had. One thing is that I know that the Pacifica Archives is just a treasure trove of information on some history of all of these issues, I think, probably when some of them were passed. You know, all the struggles that went on around, say, the passing of Medicare and so forth, and why it was so necessary. So I'm thinking it would be great if we could get access to some of that information in the Pacifica Archives. And then I think that one of the things that's really such a resource for us in the Pacifica stations, but in the affiliated stations as well, is that we have all these experts. People can speak to all these issues all over the country. And so I'm thinking that we could and should develop a resource list so people can speak to these things. I'm thinking that we in Pacifica should develop a series of programs starting as soon as possible from now until November next year, talking about some of these things and basically to empower our communities so they know how to address some of this dreadful rhetoric that I'm sure is coming our way. I'm also thinking that we could coalesce with various groups. The Pacifica could coalesce with various groups that are going to be working on some of these issues and perhaps air some special forums that are likely to be taking place. And I use the example of in Atlanta when Bush, the first Bush, started bombing in Baghdad, we in Atlanta aired live from the wonderful live coverage that WBAI broadcast, actually, the anti-war rally. We had that live here in Atlanta. But I'm sure there are any number of examples we could cite that where stations have taken what's come out of some of the Pacific stations and other stations. And then I was also thinking that we could perhaps consider coalescing with something like the American Forum at the Press Club in D.C. I don't know if you all know the American Forum. There are various forums around the country, and they focus primarily on print media, but writing articles about various things that activists in various states think the press should be addressing. And the American Forum has this fantastic list of press, the major press, but also grassroots press, black media, Latinos, and so forth, Latino media. It's just wonderful, wonderful. So I've talked with the head of the American Forum, Denise Zek is her name, about the possibility of doing something along this line, and she's just really excited about it. She says, Heather, we really need to do this. And then I think also it might be possible to seek some financial assistance in doing this, because I think there are a lot of people around the country would appreciate if Pacifica took an initiative like this, recognizing and understanding what we're going to be facing next year. So, but I also put in my note to you all that I'm sure that everyone would have all kinds of ideas on how to improve on this if the program committee decides to discuss it more at length. I think if we do this, though, I hope that if we do this, that we'll start soon doing something. So that's basically it in a nutshell, and I probably talked too long, Alex, but that's it. And you'll see the proposal. I send it to everyone. So I look forward to hearing your comments, if not tonight, at some point.
Okay. We have some discussion. It's kind of open-ended because we don't really have a motion on the floor. So if anybody has some thoughts on it, be my guest.
Well, I'll say I certainly appreciate the initiative, in trying to get us to think about the national impact that we could have. I had a couple of reactions. One is around the question of developing a resource list. I think it would be really important that we look at different types of it. Like, we've had a lot of discussion. Prior to serving on the LSP, I was the director of what's called the Interim Program Council here, or the chair of the Interim Program Council at KPFK. We had a long discussion about the question of expertise and what qualifies somebody as an expert. And so we really, I think we need to make sure there are people whose expertise is based on more than just academic study, but, grappling with human rights in the field and in organizing, and whose expertise might be based on their own personal experience as well as book learning. The other concern I have maybe is couching it in terms of the election, because I'm a little concerned about not being perceived as, violating the terms of FCC regulations and other things about not backing a certain electoral position or candidacy. So, but I definitely think that the issues you're talking about are ones that we should be exploring and developing and trying to, alert people to what the dangers are and also what solutions that people are coming up with for defending their rights in these areas and for meeting their own needs in these areas.
I just wanted to say I completely agree with you what you were saying about the elections. That's why I really couch this in terms of of issues.
Heather, I did say
right wing. Sorry.
I'm just asking. Can we just wait till people are recognized before they speak? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Does somebody else want to say anything about this?
Yeah, I have a question, Mr. Rodrigo.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm reading actually the wording, and it says to be alert and prepared to the fact that the elections next year will be the first major election that will offer corporate America almost unrestrained access to buy any politician they want. And this, my question there is, like, isn't that happening already? Do you think it will be worse than that?
It's just open
Heather,
now.
Do you want to respond to that?
Yes. Yes. No. And then the rest, I'm in agreement. I mean, we do have to develop, you know, some kind of, you know, of course, you know, better, you know, programming that will enforce, you know, our communities, empower our communities. Yeah, totally in agreement. Yeah, but I need some, you know, some. I mean, there are some, maybe some points that I would need a little bit more detail to, you know, just to make sure that, you know, everything makes sense, and that's it. You know.
Okay, I have some comments to make, but I prefer to speak after anybody else who would like to make some comments. Speak. Anybody else?
Nancy from Texas. We have programs, the monitors on Monday night, and Progressive Forum is a two-hour program on Thursday night, and we have a one-hour call-in talk show on Friday. Partisan Gridlock. These three shows are talking about these very issues. Well, you say you want to develop a series of programs. Sounds good. We could even put it in a format to give to students or local universities. But we are doing shows talking about these issues, you know, Social Security is being attacked. And is affiliates not getting shows like that, or you can have access to these shows that we haven't? I bet you the other stations. I don't know what the other guys are doing, but you must be having shows that are trying to counter corporate power.
Nancy, I think the intent. Correct me if I'm wrong, Heather. I think the intent is to have a national programming initiative on these issues. It's not simply to have each station doing some sort of their own thing on it. Is that correct?
Yes, actually, yes. But I was just listening to Nancy, too. I think it'd be helpful if we all had better knowledge of all the various programs that community radio or that Pacifica stations are having as well. That would be really interesting as well. But, yes, I am talking about more of a national initiative and some special national programs, yeah. But
so you wanted on all five stations the same show, so that we don't miss any of our stations from giving the same material, that we don't miss anybody, and people don't miss out on important.
Well, perhaps, but I'm just putting this up for discussion. It's really up to the program committee what you all come up with. I'm just putting the idea out there. I just think that we need to be alert to the fact of what's going to be happening in the next year or so, in the next year and a half, I should say, and that we should act on it. And so I'm just putting out some suggestions, but it's really interesting hearing people's ideas about what's possible to do. You all would probably have more ideas of that than I would, certainly. I think our community is going to need help. Everybody's going to need information. Everybody's going to need to know how to counter this. And memories are really not long in America. You know, they get clogged. They're not. I spent time in the Philippines, and in the Philippine hinterlands, where there's no electricity, you know, nothing. People are talking all the time. They can remember something that happened like 10 years ago accurately because they're talking about it all the time. We don't remember things. We don't remember things. We don't know the history.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything?
This is one of the things, BFT.
Yes. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that Gorbachev calls us the United States of Amnesia.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay.
This is Michael.
Nancy, I want to say one more thing. Okay. Go ahead.
Let me speak to that. I have big reservations about this proposal, and let me explain why. First of all, I do think we need, I certainly think we need some national programming initiatives, and many of these issues are the kind of issues that are appropriate for that. However, I'm very reluctant to frame the whole thing in terms of the 2012 election and not not for the reason that Michael pointed out. I don't think there's any issue with FCC regulations or anything like that. I'm reluctant because if you frame it that way, then it inevitably becomes an issue of Republicans and Democrats. And the way I see it, the Republicans want to impose these terrible conditions on the working class in one way, and the Democrats want to do it in another way. So I don't think there's any relief from either Republicans or Democrats, and I don't think we should frame the issues in terms of the way it's presented in the mainstream media, which is very much in that way. First of all, I don't think just giving people information empowers them. If you know that people are out to screw you, that doesn't mean you're empowered. You have to have an avenue to oppose them, and there really isn't any avenue to do that except by organizing your own political social movements against the people that are out to screw you. Certainly Pacifica can play a role in making it possible for people to hear different points of view and facilitating something along those lines happening. But it would have to go beyond simply framing the discussion in terms of the two parties in this country. And for the same reason, I'd be very reluctant to have Pacifica officially associate itself with other organizations. I could see giving airtime and a forum to other organizations to present their views, and hopefully those organizations will promote our programming so that we can gain some listeners out of it. But I don't see any kind of a formal partnership with other organizations. That's really a slippery slope. I don't know if we want to get into that. Finally, just in view of what the programming committee should be doing and what programming is about, as important as public affairs programming is, and that's basically what we've been discussing, don't forget that we have a mandate to do our programming, artistic programming and music programming, culture, educational programming. All of those are important, and I think those kind of topics should also be considered for a national programming initiative. So I'm very reluctant to embrace any of these proposals, although I think they're all very well-intentioned. I think that it requires more thought and more discussion. That's sort of my take on it. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Rodrigo.
Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Yeah. But it's important also to consider that, you know, empowerment comes from knowledge, too. You know, yeah, and then it becomes, you know, organized knowledge. You know, as we have seen and with the experiences that we have in life, so we got, you know, political educated first, and then we became political persons, and then we started organizing. So radio and education, you know, for some of us, you know, it's actually the most revolutionary things that is out there. You know, people who are, you know, educated about their culture and about their roots and their rights, civil rights, you know, human rights, and what the institutions are, you know, who are running the institutions, where, from where, who has been impacted in what way, you know, percentages of poverty and, you know, wealth people. So all that empowers people's knowledge. And so, there is probably a discussion about this issue of educational purposes of the foundation, which, you know, we probably gotta get to a point that we have to discuss a bit deeper, because, you know, for some of us, you know, the education, it's extremely important to liberate the capacity of the human being to change, to transform, you know, their conditions. Right? As we have seen, you know, those countries, those nations that are, you know, more under the ruling of their oppressors, their oppressors are trying to you know, avoid to put they put all their input so the people do not get educated, so they can preserve, you know, the, you know, subjugation of their own people. So the more we work, you know, towards a real educational, you know, educative radio, the more we are empowering people to liberate themselves, you know, of, you know, the oppression that, you know, millions, you know, and including us, who we think, you know, sometimes we are free, you know, liberating from the ruling class, you know, the ruling oppressors. So I think there is a lot to consider in it, and, you know, maybe as, you know, Nancy was saying, you know, every radio station has now their own programming. Some of them has more like music, things like that. But maybe we have to see into it, you know, okay, that it is a balance. That is not only like, you know, have, you know, a fiesta, you know, party and, you know, or have only music, but, you know, also having, you know, more balanced programming where we'll influence, you know, the the process of developing, you know, our society. So the real input for some of us, you know, to be here at the PNB is to see, you know, that our society increases, you know, their decision in order to make their own life, you know, not ruled by those who are in the power. So I do like, you know, the motion. Maybe we have to like work it, you know, a little bit more, and, you know, and see, you know, what can we get out of it, you know. So that's it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, I think Alex would be happy if we would not use the word right wing wants this, or, you know, not say things like that. Just put out the education.
You could use the word right wing. I have no problem with that.
Oh, really? Okay. Well.
Or Republican. Some people think the right wing extends much farther across the political landscape of the parties than others do.
I think you have two right wing parties in this country.
Right.
One is an extreme right wing, and the other is a moderate right wing.
That's right.
I certainly agree with that.
Michael, I want to chime in with a couple of things. I think there is a need for a national programming initiative, but I kind of agree with what you said, Alex, and also with what Rodrigo said. I think the initiative has to be more about what are the sort of creative, popular struggles that are dealing with some of these issues and attacks, and how are they doing so. If we were making alliances, I would want to say let's ally maybe with ProPublica or you know, some of the documentarians who are doing interesting work on different social, environmental, you know, political issues, and have an initiative that's about, you know, kind of what are the forms that people's power and people's struggles are taking in this period to, you know, increase people's own sense of their capacity to shape the world, as opposed to always being shaped by the corporations. And I think that could be cultural, it could be, you know, scientific, it could be a lot of different aspects of that. But to me, the reason I think it should be a national initiative is I think what's out there tends to be, especially in terms of public affairs, at least on KPFK, it's often sort of what I call radio talking heads. It's like an hour-long program. You have like three or four guests for about 15 minutes, and you go on to the next topic. Or maybe it's like alternative radio. You hear a speaker. You hear a speech and some questions and answers for an hour. And I'm thinking about something that's more in-depth, more dramatic in a certain sense, uses more, voices of the people and people in struggle, and goes out into the field and documents what they're doing and, you know, magnifies their struggles and their voices to other people to kind of ignite some sense of hope and prospect and like that.
Yeah. Alex, can I respond to that for a moment?
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say I just so appreciate all these wonderful comments. And I certainly also agree about the whole concept of elections and that we have two right-wing parties, basically. But
One of the things that also concerns me about Americans is that I think that on the whole, Americans are taught to think that if they don't have a job or they don't have good health care or they don't have good education, that somehow it's their fault.
Sure.
And, you know, without looking at, you know, I mean, the Americans have been pretty good, I think, about making sure that people are not empowered, that they don't understand that there are other forces that are leading in the direction of not of making sure that people don't have good education or don't have good health care, that it's more of a societal issue than it is an individual issue. And I think that this is where community radio can play a role in educating folks about some of these forces that are oppressing people.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I think that Rodrigo was pointing to that. Am I right, Rodrigo? That's kind of what you were saying, where you're also empowered by the culture, but also history. I just think history is also one of the important aspects of this because, you know, we've been through these struggles before in America. And then it seems like we forget about all this or we become complacent sometimes, I think. But I think if anybody is going to be addressing some of these issues and really educating our people, it's going to come from Pacifica. Nobody else is going to do it. It's just not going to happen. It just will not happen. So, and I must admit, I really am concerned about what we're likely to see next year. And Rodrigo, I think it will be different. I think that Congress actually could have done something to put some kind of stop a little bit on this Supreme Court decision, but they didn't because they were nervous, I think.
Yeah,
and right. I do think that corporations are going to have a field day, and I think we probably will not have seen anything quite like this because the Supreme Court swept away about 100 years of efforts to try to have some kind of constraint on corporate influence. And I really do think it'll be different. I'll be pleasantly surprised if it's not different, but I think it will be. And I think that we need to be planning ahead for it. So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I also agree with you, Alex, that, you know, I'm uncomfortable talking about elections as well. That's why I tried as much as possible to say, you know, just to point out the issues that I think that are going to be targeted because they've already been doing this. But one final note along this line is that I think the election in New York was very interesting where this, what they thought was going to be a safe Republican district was won by this Democrat. And the whole issue was around Medicare, apparently.
Right,
so
but
that
also
was kind
the,
of,
there was a Tea Party candidate running along with the Republicans. So
I split the vote, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah, this is a good. Thank you for the wonderful talking, but I got to go. Got to do something. Sorry about that, you know, but I got to take care of something in my family. Right,
okay, thank you, Rodrigo.
Yeah, but that was great, this meeting. It was good. Thank you very much. Okay?
Thank you.
Let me just react one more time, Heather. I'm certainly not saying that Pacifica shouldn't be informing people about all these developments. I am saying that if you're saying it's empowering them, I think that's a little bit of an illusion. It's there are limits to what radio does, and we are a radio broadcast network. We're not a political movement, and we shouldn't pretend we are. You can make the facts known, but say you're a worker who's about to get laid off in New York. We have a Democratic governor here, and as you said, we just some Democrat just got into Congress over a favorite Republican. Well, the Democratic governor is screwing workers right and left. There's attacks on pension rights. There's layoffs. They just made a decision to close down the facility that does the laundry for the municipal hospitals, and they're going to privatize that. That's under the Democrats. We tell people about that, but that doesn't necessarily empower anyone. Maybe you could say it's the first step toward becoming empowered. Okay, but I'm just a little uncomfortable with. Tossing around words like that. I think we have to recognize our limitations as well as what we could do. We are a broadcast.
I think there's no question that information is part of the empowerment equation, and that people without information make bad choices. And I think what we can provide for people is information for them to make better choices, which is empowering.
Okay. All right.
So, Michael, over here, if I could chime in with a couple of examples that, of what I'm thinking of. You know, I think there was a point when even the corporate media in this country actually exposed what was going on behind certain social ills for whatever reason. In other words, I think it was CBS Reports or somebody did shows about farm workers and the conditions in the fields, it created an opening and, exposed some, and there was a lot of existing organizing going on among the farm workers, but it informed kind of a mass audience about that, what they were facing and how they were dealing with it. And, none of the corporate media can do anything like that anymore because of how tightly now it is controlled. And so I think that Pacifica still has the capacity to do that kind of stuff, to take the issues that people are actually struggling around magnify and highlight those struggles in such a way that it gives people a sense that there is not just somebody screwing with them, but somebody, some way they can defend themselves. I think that those are the two sides of it. And to me, in general, that's not in the electoral arena, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we've had a very good discussion. Are we close to wrapping it up? We're close to our German time. Does anybody else want to say something?
This is Bethune, KPFT. I just want to say that I think this is a bright bunch, and I'm very looking forward to serving on this committee with you people.
Okay.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. Is there anybody else or any further discussion on this topic? If not, can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn has been made. Are there any objections?
Before you adjourn, I'd like to say thank you to Heather, that Jim Hightower, if that were in Spanish, that'd be great. And for you, those of you who don't know Jim Hightower, he says in a kind of folksy way, being a Texan, something really hard-hitting and summing up situation in the nation in a funny way. And it's really short, his commentaries, and that would be great to have it in Spanish. And I have a question. Does anybody, any of the other stations have HD? Is KPFT
the only one? KPFT is the only Pacifica station with HD.
I see. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
KPFT
we'll get them when they get to a new transmitter, if God forbid that needs to happen.
What did you say? Clarify.
Go ahead.
Michael Novick speaking. My understanding is that KPFK explored HD and dropped it.
I see. Okay.
I know WBAI had some. There was some matching grants that we applied for HD, and we were not able to raise the money or something. I forget the details. But anyway, we do not have it.
Yeah. Very few people have the receiving equipment necessary.
Yeah.
Alex, I want to just. I'm sorry, Nancy.
All right. I just want to thank Heather for coming on the call and taking the initiative to write up this proposal. And it's been very fruitful. And I don't know what's going to come of it, but we've had a very fruitful and useful discussion at least. And thank you, Heather. And I wish more board members could take initiatives like you are able to.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. But I do want to tell you all that I appreciate the comments about Jim Hightower, and I'm always quoting him, and I want to just quote him just quickly. He will say that we need to base our nation's growth not on the Rockefellers, but on the little fellers, because if we do, it'll be based on genius and not greed. It's one of my favorite quotes. Oh, so thanks.
You have good memory.
Well, I know Jim, and you know, I really appreciate his work. So, all right.
And I have to run too.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Bye bye.
Okay, so I think we're adjourning, folks. So thank you and good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Alex, what do I do? The minutes? Do I see you? Do I send them to everybody and get a agreement?
Let's get a list first for the group to use, and then you can post them to the list once we do that.
Then I send everybody the list and the minutes, and then let them approve it, and
we have to approve it officially at a meeting, but if you send it in advance to a list, at least people get a chance to look at it and see if it looks okay, so that we don't have to spend a lot of time discussing it at the meeting.
Yes.
It should be something we could dispose of in 2 minutes.
Yes.
Okay?
That's good. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.